Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Well done, Kenny Pickett. And he looks sharper than Jalen Hurts. That doesn't mean he's better than Jalen Hurts, people.
Welcome in, Eagles fans. Welcome in, Birds 365 fans. It's unofficially a Football Friday. We had football this week. I'm calling this a real deal Football Friday. Coming off the Eagles' week one of OTAs. Johnny Mack, how you doing this Friday morning?
Doing well. Yeah. Getting excited by Kenny Pickett, you told me before the show. Boy, yeah, people run with stuff. They really run with
apparently
things.
Apparently, he's looking good. Well, John, you were down at OTAs. How did
you play? Yeah, he was very sharp. He played very well. I mentioned, you know, significant upgrade. I think he's going to be a significant upgrade as a backup to from Marcus Mariota last year. I think, you know, if you need to win a game or two this year, I think you're going to be in a better position to do it. And that's what you want out of a backup quarterback, but you don't want the backup quarterback to play. And I think my buddy Ed Kratz wrote about it. Evidently, you know, his quarterback coach picked it up and a bunch of other people picked it up. He was sharp. He was sharper than Jalen Hurts. But again, I don't get the whole philosophy that the quarterback is basically on the field by himself. And everybody boils it down to quarterback and quarter. He's playing with the second team. Jalen Hurts is playing with the first team and against the first team defense. And he doesn't have first team receivers because Devontae Smith's not there. AJ's the only one there. And AJ is having limited reps on top of that. And you got the Joseph Nadas of the world. And, you know, Paris Campbell looked pretty good as well. You know, maybe because of who he was measured up against as far as the Eagles' backup receivers at the current time. And we'll talk about John Ross in a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just – it's exhausting. You know, insert name of quarterback. It could be, you know, Justin Herbert. Oh, you can't win. There's 52 other guys, and more than that, on the practice squad was 16. It's astonishing to me that people can't get over that hump, so many of them. And it's just about quarterback versus quarterback. And in this instance, it's about a second stringer against a first stringer and all these different moving parts and guys who are in and out of OTAs. Right. He looks sharp. Well done, Kenny Pickett. And he looks sharper than Jalen Hurts. That doesn't mean he's better than Jalen Hurts, people.
God. It's so true, though, John. The tale of this quarterback can't win. And I even had this debate on the National Football Show because I've been joining Dan a couple times.
It's such a dumb
thing. I mean, he's talking to me about, you know, Jared Goff. And I'm like, listen, if the team around them is great, then sure, they can win a Super Bowl. With the exception of Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, who always seem to make it work, and they're the exceptions, not the rule. It's so overblown. And by the way, I have a different take than all the Eagles fans. I love to hear that Kenny Pickett looks good. That's great news. If something bad happens to Jalen Hurts, God forbid, obviously we don't want that to happen. But if something bad does happen, maybe we have a guy who can go in there and win some ball games. We are, by the way, our only Super Bowl did come with a backup quarterback, so it's great to have him here. I'm not saying he's gonna, you know, surpass Jalen Hurts.
I'll go out on
a limb right now and say if Jalen Hurts doesn't get hurt, Kenny Pickett will not be.
He will not. He will breaking never news. See the field. Breaking news. Yeah, but yeah, I'm, and people have won Super. You know, Eli Manning beat Tom Brady. All right, did he magically become better than Tom Brady? You know, if you go back to the Trent Dilfers and of the world who won Super Bowls, and you've seen it, and people fail to acknowledge what having a great quarterback does is I say it all the time. It increases your margin of error. You know, everything's got to be perfect to win a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer around him. Everything's got, but you can do it. We've seen it. The Eagles, I'm sorry, Nick Foles truthers. They won a Super Bowl on a game with Nick Foles, and they made a run with Nick Foles. Nick Foles ain't better than Donovan McNabb.
No.
Sorry.
Not. Nick Foles isn't even better than Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts. No. Or, yeah. Any other?
I don't want to open that door because those people are weirdos, the Nick Foles truthers.
Oh, I love Nick Foles. I mean, you know, he brought us what we want, but come on. I mean, you know, you got to call for what it is. Yeah, and it's so true. I mean, it's such a good point, too. Just ask Matt Stafford, you know, the guy played in Detroit for how many years? Couldn't win squat.
And he magically got good. Aging. Yeah, right. Yeah, Jeff Hostetler won a Super Bowl when Phil Simms went down. Yeah, come on. You gotta be able to have some contextual awareness of it's not just quarterback versus quarterback. If it were, this show wouldn't exist. We wouldn't have to play the season. All right, Kansas City, you win again.
Yeah, right.
Until, you know, the decline starts for Patrick Mahomes. You know, are they going to win? They might win again. And they have a greater margin of error. But I guarantee when Patrick Mahomes' career is done, whenever it's done, he's going to lose his final game more than he wins his final game. That's how it goes for every quarterback.
That's how it goes for every quarterback that's ever played the game. So you're right about that. I'm going to welcome everybody in this morning. A nice start to our Football Friday show with some Kenny Pickett news. Hey, I'll take it. I'm happy Kenny Pickett's playing well. It's good. I want to have a good backup quarterback, like I said. So I will take it, and I will not overreact to it. I want to welcome everybody in. Twiz and Dank, Screwface, SMD Eagles. We appreciate all you guys. Devontae, Nick, William, Callie, anybody I missed. Sorry I missed you, but we are happy to have you here this morning in the chat. Make sure you guys drop us a like if you're enjoying the show. We appreciate you being here. Johnny Mac, Eagles make it sign yesterday. We talked about Devontae Parker gone all week. Well, they go out and they sign John Ross, former first-round pick. I think he was ninth overall pick in the 2017 draft.
That's all the Eagles do. They sign
former
first. And they're not former. Yeah. That's my pet peeve. He's always first-round
pick. I know that. You schooled me on that the other day. I should know that.
2017 first-round, number 9 overall. That was the and he ran a 4.22, and that held up till this year. When Xavier Worthy beat it. But obviously history says, and that was to Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey went 8th. He went 9th. Patrick Mahomes went 10th.
Wow.
So that's the sort of, and if you think about the three players after Patrick Mahomes, Marshawn Lattimore has been one of the best cover corners in the NFL when healthy. Deshaun Watson, we know his history, but was certainly looking like a superstar before all the off the field
Watson
trouble.
12? Is that where he went? 12?
Yeah, he was 12th. Hassan Reddick was 13th. And Derek Barnett was 14th to the Eagles. So,
wow.
Not great for the Eagles either. But yeah, that was a disastrous pick for Cincinnati. I mean, his career numbers, 62 receptions. For 957 yards. His biggest year was 28 receptions. He had a 7-touchdown year. He can run. He had 18 yards per catch, 20 yards per catch. Hasn't played since 2021. He was here for a rookie tryout. So as soon as Parker retired, that's the first name I brought up because the Eagles just got to look at him.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that they didn't sign him right away, and then Parker retires, and then they kind of...
Yeah, well, yeah, if it were that great, they would have signed him right away.
Right.
But after Parker retired, so I don't think it's going to be all that relevant long-term.
600 yards in his career, John? Is that it?
957. 62 receptions for 957. Almost the...
Devontae Parker had almost 6,000 total yards, at least. I mean, not 900 yards is not a lot for a guy drafting 20. By the way, in the first round, so he definitely had his share of chances.
Top 10. He was a complete bust. He's still young. He's still not even 30. So, you know, he can stretch the field, certainly.
Does he serve the role, though, that we need? Like we talked about, we need a wide receiver three, but we don't have anybody to back up an outside wide receiver.
I don't think he's relevant as far as wide receiver three.
He's more of a backup on the outside.
Yeah, he's more of a backup on the outside. And I think it's very unlikely he'll make the football team, but we'll see. He hasn't played since 2021. So, you know,
he did go Chiefs training camp and then he retired, right?
Yeah. He went, tried to make a comeback last year with the Chiefs, who are always looking for speed, the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And then he got to July right before training camp, probably saw the rumor, the writing on the wall and said, I'm not going to make the team. So why bother? That's my guess of what happened. And he just retired and now he's trying to get back again. So, you know, this is a good spot though. Yeah. The Eagles need help as a backup outside receiver. And Nick Sirianni, you know, talked about it ad nauseum with Quez Watkins about stretching the field and spacing matters. And, you know, if he can be a decoy and stretch the field, who knows? He might get an opportunity, but very little production as the ninth overall pick. And as you mentioned, had a lot of injuries. So that was part of it in Cincinnati. But you're getting chance after chance after chance. So, you know, not good, but
you think something. Yeah, they needed something. I wonder if they're going to.
They're probably still looking, right? I would not. Yeah, I would definitely say they're not done by any stretch of the imagination. And I brought up Corey Davis, who was, I think it's the same year. Yeah, 55th pick overall the same year. So that was a big disappointment for Tennessee. Took Corey Davis 5th overall, but he's got 273 receptions for 3,879 yards. So he's a disappointment in a whole different realm. He had a 900-yard season, 65 catches, almost 1,000 yards. He was more of a disappointment for where he was selected. You expect a little bit more out of the number 5 pick, and he's very similar. Temporary retirement. He retired with the Jets and, you know, applied for reinstatement. So that's a name I keep keeping an eye on. He hasn't signed with anybody yet. He's only 29. And that guy, I think, if there's anything left, he can play a little bit. And that'd be, you know, projected a darn good outside backup receiver.
Who was that, by the way? Sorry, I missed him.
Corey Davis.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Corey.
Well, I mentioned him on the show.
Yeah.
Same draft. Number 5 pick when John Ross was number 9. Both disappointments, but different level of disappointment with Ross. Corey Davis was a solid player in Tennessee on his rookie deal. Just when you're picked 5th, you're supposed to be a superstar.
Yeah, I mean, Devin White, another fifth overall pick. Resides in Philadelphia now. Two good guests coming up today. We got Martin Frank, Paul Domowicz. So we'll have Martin Frank in hour number one. He was also down at OTAs with Johnny Mac. So we'll pick his brain on what he took away from the OTAs, what his biggest takeaways were, if anything stood out to him. And then later on in hour number two, we'll have Paul Domowicz, Hall of Fame selector, a guy that's been covering this team for a long time. And we'll see what he thinks of what he saw from the outside on OTAs this week. Johnny Mac, I want to give you a chance real quick and just, you know, week one of OTAs is now in the books. You were down there for one day. Has anything changed for you? Has any of your thought processes going into the season changed on how they might play any position, a depth chart, roster, coaching, anything? I know it's just helmets and shorts, but I think it's, you know, it's the first time you got to see these guys for an extended period. Has any of your thinking on what they might do for the 24 season shifted?
Kenny Pickett's going to put, no, I'm joking. No. I mean, it's one day in May. I do think, you know, it's going to be pretty easy to get Quinyon Mitchell on the field. It's going to be pretty easy to get Cooper DeJean on the field for Vic Fangio. I think their, you know, first impressions of those two players is really good. And that's a positive. That's not to say there's not going to be any hiccups. There's going to be hiccups with young players learning, especially this defense and this complicated system. So, but I do think they're going to be on track and able to play. And that's certainly a positive. And, but from the most part, I mean, as I mentioned, when you talk offensively, you know, when you don't have Devontae out there, that's the thing about OTA. So many guys are missing. So many guys are in and out because they're voluntary. It's more about just looking at the younger players and how quickly they can assimilate and how quickly they can pick up the new systems that they've been dropped into offensively or defensively. For the veteran players, you kind of default to the fact that they're veterans, and it's more about how they perform in training camp and understand this. As you talk, you know, there's so many first round picks on the Eagles now, but a lot of them were failures in their original situations. And those are the kind of players you got to keep a tab on and see, all right, do they have anything left? Are they going to be helpful? What went on? Can they reboot their careers? Things like that. Most notably, Saquon Barkley and Devin White, offense, defense. And, you know, but that'll come in July and August and see what's left and see how they're going to utilize these guys.
Yeah, so good stuff. And I did see a tweet that you retweeted from our friend Clay Harbor. And we talked about how the defense looked like they were ahead of the offense, but Clay, former NFL player, former Eagle, actually.
Always.
And he said, every team I've ever been on in my life, the defense always starts in front of the offense, no matter who the quarterback is, no matter what the circumstances are. So nothing to be concerned about there with the offense, but the defense did look solid. So that's a good thing. And I'm excited to hear that at least Quinyon and DeJean look like they're NFL ready guys. Did anybody stick out that was like, whoa, he almost looks out of place. Like he doesn't look like he can play in the NFL. I guess you probably don't see much of that, but.
No, I mean, there's guys I think that had some opportunities. Alberto, I think, had an opportunity with no CJ Uzama. Dallas Goedert was there, but, you know, very limited, similar to AJ. I thought he had a lot of reps. He had made a nice play here and there, but also had a big drop. And I think consistency is always a big thing with Albert Ogwegbanon. That was the knock on him in Denver. And so he's got Grant Calcaterra as well. You know, this is probably it. It's like put up or shut up time, guys like that. Joseph Nada had an opportunity because Devontae wasn't there and Devontae Parker retired, and he wasn't great with that opportunity. And all of a sudden John Ross is here. So, but these are younger players that you're trying to seize the brass ring, or you want them to grab that brass ring. It's easier said than done. And it's one day. It's one day. They might have been great on Monday, You know, they might have had a great day on Monday. They might have had a great day yesterday. There were three. Martin Frank's going to hop in. Yeah. I see him in the green room. We're only there for one day, but we can only talk about what we saw.
Exactly. So we'll get to our first commercial timeout coming up next. Martin Frank. Martin does great work covering the Eagles for the Delaware News Journal, and you can read him at Delaware Online. So we'll take our first commercial break. We'll come back. Good opening segment here on Football Friday. A little Kenny Pickett drama. A little John Ross. So Johnny Mack and I had a good opening segment here. We'll have Martin Frank coming up next. If you're in the chat, we appreciate you all. Make sure you drop a like and stay tuned right here on Birds 365. Martin Frank coming up next.
If you missed any of today's show on the Jacob Media channel, listen to the podcast on your way home. Available on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.